night. This is the end of day two. In the day two intro, I told you somebody's old must go. We had teams with 1-0. We had teams with 0-1. Somebody's gonna be 1-1. Somebody's gonna be 0-2. Somebody's gonna be 2-0. But somebody's old gonna go today. And we had excitement all through the day. I'm gonna do a little summary for myself and Joy, get into the conversation and reflect a little bit. But you know, Michigan State started out the day against Georgia. They were up 28. I was about to fall asleep. I had an interview set up. I was gonna do something, and all of a sudden, this young man, Anthony Edwards, that everybody was talking about, I was like, how good is this kid? He went on fire. In 10 minutes, he scored like 20 points. He just broke off. I was like, call the fire department. We got a 5-alarm. Every time they put out, he hit deeper. I said, ooh, this is the kid they talking about. Cut it down to like 2 points. And then that man, Cassius Winston, who had 28 points and 8 assists, had his bounce back game, kept everybody settled. They closed the deal and got the win. It was a tough fought game between two coaches who really love each other and hate to compete like this, Tom Crean as well as Tom Izzo. But I think what captured this was in the press room when, and we'll talk about this a little bit, when Izzo clearly got emotional as Cassius left the room after the press conference, you know, talking about how difficult it was to kind of get him off the mat. You know, he got up to go through the game that there was a puddle under his, like, it's emotional. And I think sometimes when we're covering these games, we forget that these are young people with lives and a team that's going through a lot of emotion. And you can see that coach is worn out and took the time to really speak to what it means to support a young man like that. So that's how our day started. And then we moved to UCLA, our favorite coach. And we'll get into him. Like, Mick Cronin is my favorite coach. Because he's no nonsense. Like I told you, Compton has come to Westwood. And now we know why. That first half, at the end of the first half, Joy, maybe I'm just going to have you interject right now. Because we shouldn't go any farther on this. In the first half, it was 22 points. It was like 22-19 in the first half. I mean, the look on Cronin's face. Like, he did not say a dang thing. You could see he was perplexed. He could not figure out a lineup. Like, what was your thoughts when you look at him, like, his first? Because you watched him at Cincinnati. What was it like when you saw him in that first half?
Sad. Sad. That was not Mick Cronin. He's disgusted. He like this.
He was like, I just can't figure out what to go. I love his expressions. Like, hey, you got to love this guy. But then his team turned it on in the second half. They went on a blitz. They started defending. And he found a young man, Jaime Jaquez Jr., who had 17 points and 12 rebounds. This kid started the second half, played every minute. He played 30 minutes and brought some toughness that I think he was looking for. And sometimes in seasons and losses like this or wins or whatever you have, like a win like this, you find somebody. And it was clearly he found Jaime. And Jaime is bought in and drank the Kool-Aid. But Cronin was real quick. He said he let the world know that it's tryout season in Westwood. Nobody's position is guaranteed. And I love it. So this is a guy we're going to be following forever for a while. I mean, forever. As long as he's coaching, I'm following him. I love him. He's a quote waiting to happen. And then we had, I think, a marquee matchup. Dayton against Vautech. These are two teams. Now, it was built out to be in. And you got a name for our star. Who's our star for this one?
Obi-Wan Kenobi Toppin.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. He waving that saber. This young man, if you do not know, Google him. I pull a Shaq on it. Google him. If you have a chance, this guy, Obi Toppin, is fun to watch, charismatic. He was incredible. Now, there was a moment that they had at the free throw line.
A beast.
There was a moment at the free throw line. Now, there's always heckling happening. But I was sitting across the arena. You could see him stop and look. And there was a fan, a VTech fan, yelling something that was pretty derogatory. I think something about why he sat out. But you could tell he reacted to it. And from that point on, he made him part of the game. It was like Reggie Miller said, you want to be a heckler? We're going to make you part of the game. He took it out on VTech. He dunked on him. He
hit
beast. Beast mode. He went into that. And as Mike Young said after the press conference, he said, I love Mike Young. He's another one. They just simply took us behind the woodshed. I mean, it's straight out as you can say. And then we kind of brought it up with Kansas and BYU. And I came out and said, look, I saw Auburn last year, and I said, this BYU backcourt reminds me of that Auburn backcourt, competitive. You know, I felt like they would give them a run, and Kansas extended that defense. BYU looked tired. That David McCormick had 16 points. You know, they were looking for some support from that five position. They held Tolson and Haas down in check. And Asubuki had 11 points and 10 rebounds. And the best night thing of the night was he covered out on the wing, took the ball from Haas, and went down, had a dunk up on the floor. I said, how is this big dude doing this? That was the moment we knew it was going to be over for BYU. But I think BYU has a chance to have a bounce-back game, just like Auburn did. Auburn had that game like that against Duke, where you raise in competition, you got to be put in check, and then how they going to come in this third game. But this day had a lot of just ups and downs, ebbs and flows.
Drama.
What are a couple things that you drew from today and that kind of drew your interest? I know you were paying attention all day.
I think colors of the teams really shone today.
Yeah.
You know, BYU looked pristine yesterday.
Yeah.
But against the athleticism, size, defense of Kansas, they just couldn't withstand what was ahead of them.
Yeah.
Played pretty strong. Dayton, they some unreal people. Players... Oh, and their crowds.
The fans are incredible.
They are loud. Devon had mentioned, you know, Kansas fills the whole crowd, the whole gym. But Dayton, they loud.
They loud.
They got a big following, but they don't fill the whole gym like Kansas. But they are loud. The team, the players feed off of them. It's insane.
And the players talked about that relationship with the crowd. I think you mentioned before, it's almost like, you know, Kansas, there's something about Kansas that fans, you hear the rock, Jayhawk. But with the Dayton fans you talk about, it's almost like a love affair.
Yeah.
Like the emotional connection between the players, you got the coach who's an alum. It's a different kind of reaction to the players.
Like you can feel it on the court.
Yeah.
The support is genuine. Kansas is Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to cheer for Kansas because they may be number one this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a crowd that follows them.
Mm-hmm.
But Dayton, you can see that there's a serious support system going on. Serious. And the players know it. They feed off of it every single shot. It's pretty insane to be in the gym when they're playing.
And it's going to be interesting, as you just said, that with Stephen F. Austin pulling a major upset of Duke in Camden. Indoor, which gives me a little bit of pleasure as a Michigan fan.
Oh, Coach K, I love you. UNC Coach K, that gives me the most pleasure.
See, you take it that way. Coach K, you treated me well last year. I'm not going to get mad, but, you know, I don't mind seeing loss like that. So Kansas is playing for something tomorrow, which is really important. And so it's going to be important to see how that Kansas day program. But I remember standing over by the Kansas fans when OB was going off. I said, he's a problem. And one of the coaches looked at me. I wasn't dismissing. But I'm saying, if y'all walk out there thinking y'all like these Dayton players ain't coming, you're gonna be in for a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
Billis said today, the best team in the gym so far is Dayton.
Yeah.
So we go, if you are ready, this is day two, but this is America. This makes it so bad. Can they come together day three? There's a quick turnaround on this. You got to be an iron player right now.
That's right.
You're not gonna have film study. You just gotta get sleep. You're gonna do mental reps. But when the lights come on, you gotta be ready. Tomorrow's important. When you have 3 days like this, you have to end with a victory.
But let me tell you this: Kansas played a tough game.
Yes.
They look a little tired at the end.
Yes.
Dayton was not tired after their game.
Now, what that Asubuki, somebody that coach was saying tried to take everybody snorkeling. Who was that?
I forget who he said it was, but
their legs look a little tired.
they did good,
yeah.
But they looked tired.
Yeah.
Dayton, they look like we're ready for tomorrow.
Oh, they could have played a second game tonight.
Yeah,
them kids like they could have played a second game tonight.
Yeah.
Coach was like he could have played.
Yep.
Like he was gonna get in the lineup.
And I think it's the crowd.
It's the crowd. I guess it's gotta be.
They're not even near their home, but it's like home field advantage.
We said this was Dayton West, didn't we say that? We said it's officially Dayton West out here in Maui. Well, I say this. We've had two great days. I don't even know what to expect for day three.
You know what, though? I'm still looking forward to UCLA playing.
Oh yeah, we got
Mick Cronin. Don't disappoint.
He don't disappoint.
Win or lose, he don't disappoint.
And I'll say this: the last 2 days, it's been a delay for him coming into the media room, and all the media folks get a little perturbed. But it's clear he gonna do things his way.
But you know what? I wait. Because it's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait, and it's clear that he is coaching them on every moment. He coaching them on how he wants to have Matt when they come into the
presser. And what you say, it's going to be his way.
He said one way. You know how we do. One way or the other. That's what he said. It will happen.
This is what we need to do. And one way or another, it will happen. Just depends if you want to get on that train.
It's a little more Midwest values in Westwood, baby. I love it.
But the final two, that going to be a game. Yes. That will be definitely a good final.
Yes.
Can't wait for the UCLA game.
Can't wait for UCLA. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if his head is going to explode, but I'm officially in the fan club.
He might have a stroke on the sideline for not even talking. He barely even yelled. I don't know if he went mute because he just like this. What the hell wrong with Mick Cronin? He not even yelling.
And I'm going to say this. If they don't perform well tonight, somebody might be swimming back to L.A. I don't know. Ride a boat doing something. Might not be on that plane. And this is not the place you want to get. You could get left, but at some point you're going to have to eat. So, you know, you got to figure out how to get home. I don't want to put anything past him, but I love him. I think RG is his new fan club. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to interacting with him in the future. Until tomorrow morning, get some sleep, y'all, because it's going to be another good day at the Maui Invitational. Hey, we want to thank our good friends at Bowman Medical Group in Aston Mahana, where we're Aston Mahana, where we're doing our little studio here, taking care of us. It's a home away from home. And we love it here. It feels good. That's where we're filming from. So if y'all get a chance to come out this way, make sure you try to get a room at this place and patronize the place. Until then, peace.